Now, this is from the New York Times, Thursday, December 15th, 1960. Many people have challenged my assertion in my book, Behold a Pale Horse, that the Brookings Institution did a study and gave a report that said that Earth's civilization and religions might topple if faced by a race of superior beings. So we dug up the proof, ladies and gentlemen. You see, I saw that report when I served with the Office of Naval Intelligence. It's not available to the public, or was it the last time we checked? And so I could never really prove that that report existed, and many people have challenged me on that. So we went on a search, and we found it, folks. The New York Times, Thursday, December 15th, 1960. The New York Times, Thursday, December 15th, 1960. And I don't know what page it's on. But anyway, here's the article. It says, mankind is warned to prepare for discovery of life in space. Brookings Institution report says Earth's civilization might topple if faced by a race of superior beings. Washington, December 14th, United Press International, discovery of life on other worlds could cause the Earth's civilization to collapse, a federal report said today. This warning was contained in a research report given to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration with the recommendation that the world prepare itself mentally for the eventuality. The report prepared by the Brookings Institution said, while the discovery of intelligent life in other parts of the universe is not likely in the immediate future, it could nevertheless happen at any time. Discovery of intelligent beings on other planets could lead to an all-out effort by Earth to contact them, or it could lead to sweeping changes or even the downfall of civilization, the report said. Even on Earth, it added, societies of their own place have disintegrated when confronted by a superior society, and others have survived even through change. Clearly, the better we can come to understand the factors involved in responding to such crises, the better prepared we may be. The agency's 190-page report, prepared at a cost of $96,000, was for the Space Agency's Committee on Long-Range Studies. The authors, headed by Donald N. Michael, also recommended further study of other space activities, including the diplomatic and propaganda effects and the implications of communications and weather satellites. On the question of life in outer space, the report said that if intelligent or semi-intelligent beings were discovered in the next 20 years, they would probably be found by radio communications with other solar systems. Evidence of such existence might also be found in artifacts left on the moon or other planets, it said. An attempt already has been made to contact outer space. Government scientists at Green Bank, West Virginia, used radio antennas in an effort to pick up signals that might have been beamed by intelligent beings. They concentrated on a star about 15 light years away. Signals sent out from Green Bank were of a kind that would show to anyone listening on other planets that they were man-made, not the result of natural phenomena. You know, a question comes to mind. If those beings on other planets were not man, how would they know what man-made was? Isn't it funny how we automatically take things for granted? Also, there are rumors flying around, and some people are perpetrating those rumors, that the comet Hyakutake is going to hit the Earth. And I'm here to tell you it's not. So take all the baloney you've been passing around, throw it in the trash right now.